Loss of revenue is a major topic of conversation as lawmakers prepare for the upcoming budget session. But things have been looking bright in a few counties. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler reports on how one county has been trying to capitalize on some remarkable growth in the past year.
Jim Robinson, principal economist for the Wyoming Economic Analysis Division, says when he looks at Wyoming's economy in the coming year, it's probably not the news anyone wants to hear.
It's still growing. We're still seeing expansion in the state, but clearly it's at a much slower rate. And this is, you know, comparing it to where we were, like, say, 6 months ago.
He says 6 months ago, the state was looking at a 3% expansion, but now it looks closer to 1%. But Robinson says that doesn't take away from the fact that the past year has been especially good to one county in particular.
Well, of course, the county that's the last two or three years has been really seeing the impact of the oil drilling activity in the state has been Converse County.
Robinson says so far in fiscal year 2020, Converse County is $11.2 million ahead of its sales and use tax collections based on year-to-year comparisons. Robertson says tracking growth through sales and use tax shows more than just the business side of a local economy.
I like that number because that reflects spending by not only consumers, but also by businesses as well. So when you see that number jump up or being ahead of where it was last year, that tells you something about what, you know, that there's something going on in the economy there.
Historically, Converse County has relied on energy, agriculture, and hunting and fishing tourism to support itself. Robert Short, chairman of the Converse County Commissioners, says it's been a boom-bust economy for many years. And starting in 2008, there was a growing desire to develop oil and natural gas in the county.
That exploration got very serious around 2013, 2014. And then, of course, we had a dramatic commodity travesty. The bottom fell out of the pricing for oil specifically, and gas, coal, and uranium. For whatever reason, we had the trifecta of terrible in commodity pricing associated with energy. And we saw a massive exodus of investment dollars and development in the county.
But oil and gas production has started picking up again in the past couple of years.
We have seen a dramatic increase in 18 and 19 in infrastructure investment in Converse. We went from approximately 350 million cubic feet of natural gas production capacity to we're sitting at about 1.2 billion right now.
Short says the growth comes with its own set of challenges. The biggest challenge, there isn't enough workers. State economist Robinson says that will have an impact on businesses.
In other words, you're going to see salaries and wages go up as employers try to attract, you know, from a very limited pool of people available to come to work for them.
He adds some of those same factors might put off a new business from coming to town. But Short says on the flip side, there are a number of available jobs, and that has brought in workers from other counties and even other states. More people coming in means the area needs more housing. And as Wyoming Public Radio has reported, housing in Douglas has been tight, especially for out-of-state workers. Short says building new housing is a gamble for developers that just doesn't always fit with the boom-bust economy that comes with oil and gas production. That's why commissioners decided to put their focus on long-term investments and infrastructure.
So our road and bridge department, of course, we've invested in them more because we've poor-boyed it, so to speak, for quite a few years. So in the last couple of years, we've started upgrading our fleet, both equipment-wise and manpower-wise.
They're also working on property development in the hopes to attract a wide range of businesses. But Jim Robinson with the state's Economic Analysis Division makes it clear that the state's economy is slowing down. He says December's oil rig counts are down compared to November.
It's certainly tied into our drilling activity in the state. The oil and gas jobs have stayed about the same every month this year. Despite seeing all that growth in oil production, we're not seeing a corresponding increase in oil and gas jobs. They are able to produce more with fewer resources, including, you know, jobs.
Robinson says as the state looks ahead in the year, the forecast for sales and use tax collection will likely come in as expected. But beyond that, remains unclear. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Douglas.